Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Not really.
No.
Not really.
Ooh. I guess we just do like our, regular. Did you? I think we just do our regular show.
Yeah. Roars! How you feeling, Slade?
3 hours again.
Let's start
run
over.
Back. That's right.
I got an eye appointment coming up here in a little bit.
Did you say something to
physical?
One of those guys? Are they Hall of Famers now?
Hall
they don't
Famers.
Have to do crosstalk anymore?
Yeah, if you're in the Hall of Fame, your schedule changes. It's a little bit different. Just go back to the top of the rundown and just kind of start all over again?
Mason pulled a little bit of a SLEWA. You see that plaque over there? The Southern California Sports Broadcasters Hall of Fame, Steve Mason from the Mason and Ireland Show.
Okay.
Still here. Now, maybe he just wants to display it in a place to remind him to work hard every day. But
yeah.
This is here's a little gift. Here's something that we thought you might like, and he just left it behind. That's a SLEWA.
I'm surprised it's not, like, hung. You know, like
it's
it maybe
a good
sways
spot.
A little bit too. Yeah. It's in the background to get your attention. Something along those lines.
Yamamoto is done for the day. So he pitched 2 innings. Mm-hmm. He struck out 3 guys. Fine, whatever. Like I told you, it doesn't matter. Here's the part that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
He threw 19 pitches in 2 innings. That's nothing. That's 9.5 pitches an inning. Hmm. And again, spring training, I'm not going to get too hyped up about it, but efficiency is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I don't know about the – I know you guys keep saying this, not getting hyped up, but I'm sure there's a little part of you that is hyped up just because it's the first time you're seeing these guys.
I was surprised he got 19 pitches in 2 innings is really difficult to do. That's 3 mm-hmm. pitches to every guy. That's a pretty extraordinary debut, but – who knows? He could get clobbered the next time. Did you watch any Yamamoto, John? Did you get to see any?
No, I didn't see any of them. I heard he did really well.
He pitched 2 innings. He struck out 3 guys, gave up 1 soft hit. But for me, the number that jumps out, he only threw 19 pitches in 2 innings. He just went right through people.
Well, you know, there's talk that he, when he was in Japan, he pitched every 6 days.
Yeah.
So there's talk that the Dodgers are going to use a 6-man rotation.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Just to protect him towards the end of the year. They took a risk. You know, when you bring over a guy who's never pitched in the major leagues, you give him 10 years and all that money. So it's a good sign.
Accommodate,
that
yeah.
Here's the other thing. It gets mentioned occasionally, but I don't think there's enough emphasis put on it. There's a different baseball in Japan than there is in the United States.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is a slightly different ball. It's a little tackier. It's a little stickier.
Spider tack is allowed in Japan, apparently.
It's built into the ball, shall we say. and for a guy that pitches the way that he does, like an American baseball is pretty slick. When you get it, the seams are low, it's pretty slick, and that's why they rub them up and do all this stuff. This is a guy that lives on movement, and when all of a sudden you're not getting as enough friction on the release that you are,
interesting.
Didn't seem to struggle with the new ball today. Seemed like he was doing all right.
This is where they kept going back. It's Yamamoto throws a pitch, bam, to Shohei. Back to Yamamoto, throws a pitch, bam, to Shohei. I'm like,
that's about what it was.
Might as well throw Shohei in the corner.
I'm sure you know this, Ireland. Tonight is the last time the Lakers will play at Crypto as the visiting team during the regular season.
Yeah, maybe ever.
Yeah.
The Clippers, I think, because they had that 8 or 9 year run, I think the overall record between the Lakers and the Clippers at Crypto is going to be pretty close.
I think Emily said it was 52-47, something like that.
That sounds about right.
50-47. 50-47. 3 games over the Lakers. By the way, it's funny. I was looking at that stat earlier today, and you have to really think about it because Lakers dominated for so long. But the last 10 years is where, since Chris Paul went to the Clippers, is when things kind of started going the other way. We're talking about it, John. You know, some of the more, I guess you'd call it like history between the Lakers and the Clippers. There really isn't any.
Well, because they've never met in the playoffs.
Yes.
Is why. 1 year it was on its way to happening. The Lakers had punched their ticket and went through. The Clippers were up 3-1 on Phoenix. And if you ever want to get Mike Dunleavy going, mention to him why he brought in Daniel Ewing for a defensive replacement at the end of a game when they were up 3. And Daniel Ewing then let Sean Marion hit a 3 from the corner. Or somebody sent the game into overtime. Suns came back and won it. And that was the end of the Suns came back, won the series. That was the end of our
Laker
Clipper thing. Yeah, they were up 3-1 in the bubble. And they blew that.
Is there any, I've heard you tell this story, that obviously Shaq not getting tickets and going out and dropping 61 on him.
Yeah, he was mad.
Is one of those things. But is there a moment, Laker Clipper moment, that kind of springs to mind other than that?
No.
Yeah. It's bizarre.
It is bizarre.
Yeah.
The Clippers are almost like a G League team when you compare them to the Lakers. And it's good they're getting their own building because the Clippers have, like, I've never felt like Staples Center was the Clippers' home.
No,
they never retired one number. They never retired even Ralph Lawler as an announcer.
Can I give you an example?
It just felt like they were, you know, kind of, they always had the games nobody wanted, like 12:30 on a Saturday. Yeah. You know,
I'll take
despite
those.
Yeah, despite the fact that they had competitive teams in many cases, better again this year, better record than the Lakers. They just never took to that building.
When you walk the concourse, and there's one area where it's got like Shaq and Kobe, and these are basically, it's artwork murals that are on one of the walls. And it even has, I think, Taylor Swift on there. And then the lower left-hand corner, it's like Staples Center, and it has all these like memories. Lower left, it's Lou Williams.
Still?
Yeah, it's still there.
Oh, okay.
But my point is that, like,
how long has it been since Lou Williams has been a Clipper?
And he was a Laker too.
Yeah.
This is more just the building, like Staples Center. But that's all they have. And look, we're talking about this. If I told you what you think of the Clippers' future over the next 5-10 years with Ballmer, I think it's going to be pretty good. I mean, I would assume
building will help a ton.
The building will help a ton, but also the guy he's not going to be cheap in spending on the front office.
Well, nobody wants to hear this, but fans should get ready for this. The Clippers could win the title this year. They're that good. They're the second best team I've seen in person. Boston is the best team.
You think they're better than Denver?
When I saw them, they were.
Okay.
But let's see him again tonight. This is going to be the last time. And then I get to see Denver on Saturday.
No Paul George
No Paul George, so it'll make a difference. But the Clippers are really deep, and they're really good. They haven't been as great out of the All-Star break. Ty Lue is a fantastic coach.
That's the thing that it is.
And they are deep. I mean, they got guys like Terrence Mann is really good. He just gets buried on that Clipper roster.
They don't check – or I should say, there isn't a box that you don't feel pretty good about them, right? The coach, the star power, the depth, all of these things. They defend reasonably well.
If they run into Jokic, they don't really have anybody, but neither does anybody else.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Ivica Zubac is an average center, so if they run into a team that has Jokic or Embiid or Porzingis or somebody like that, they might run into some trouble.
All right, so I wanted to ask you guys this. We did a little Last Man Standing. I don't know if either one of you heard it while we were doing about television, the most popular television moments. Today was the 45th
anniversary of MASH.
Of MASH finale, which is the highest rated non-sporting event ever.
No political thing.
The next four highest rated television events, taking all sports and politics stuff off the board.
Right.
Any ideas?
Seinfeld finale?
That's on the list.
Yep.
Who Shot JR, Dallas?
On the list. That was one and two of the top
four.
That's number three.
So we're missing one.
We're missing one.
I don't know. Was the Friends finale big enough to be?
Well, maybe. Yeah, Friends finale?
That's what Slee guessed. It's not in the top
four.
Not
in there.
Okay. Game of Thrones?
No.
Yeah, because there's no ratings on that. It's got to be a networking kind of thing.
Is it something you think we've both seen?
I'm almost positive you've both seen it, or certainly are very aware of it.
What era? 70s, 80s, 90s?
70s, late 70s.
All in the Family, maybe?
No. All in the Family.
Might be early 80s. I'd have to double check, but it's in that between.
Late 70s.
Yeah.
Late 70s?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Roots.
Oh, Roots. Yeah.
Boy, I watch Roots. I watch Roots and Winds of War every single
night. Winds of War.
Winds of War.
Yeah. But I was living in a fraternity, and we would gather, like, whoever had the best TV, there'd be like 20 guys in his room, and we'd all be watching it.
I remember the voiceover guy. The Winds of War.
That'd be a good gig.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, very good gig.
He's now, of course, more famous for other things, but O.J. Simpson is in Roots.
Yes, he is.
And there is a scene that they filmed when nobody knew who LeVar Burton was at the time. This was his, like, announcement to. And everybody else, like Ben Vereen played Chicken George and Leslie Uggams played Kizzy. They had a lot of famous people. And then they had this guy, LeVar Burton. So early, when LeVar Burton is a slave in Roots, they're having a race, OJ is like a mentor to him on the plantation, or I guess they're still in Africa. And OJ says to him, let's have a race. And the director says, all right, we're going to give him about a 10-yard head start, OJ, and then just catch him at about the 50. And OJ goes, okay, got it. Couldn't catch him. LeVar Burton was that fast.
LeVar Burton has wheels.
And OJ had just gotten out of the NFL. He's like the leading rusher in the NFL.
Yeah,
and,
right.
But he couldn't catch him. That's how fast LeVar Burton
was. I don't know if you've seen the Hail Fellow Well Met?
No.
Yeah, sad.
Richard Lewis. The great Richard Lewis has passed away.
Yeah, we're looking for it. He did the third chair with Michael and I in 2018, and I used to get DMs from him. So he listened to the station all the time. And, you know, him and Larry David grew up together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what's funny is I'm sure he shot some more episodes that'll air in this final season of Curb. But in the first one of this year, what they're talking about is which one of them's going to die first and what are you leaving them?
Yeah. And, Richard wanted to leave Larry.
Larry goes, I don't need it. I don't want it. I'm so leaving it all to you.
That's so weird.
He goes, I don't need it. Don't want it. Don't leave it to me. I'll turn it down.
Yeah, I got to dig up. He was on my podcast.
Was he?
Last year. And he is, I mean, in fair, the last time I saw Richard, he was very, very frail.
And he looked frail on Curb. Episode one this year.
Yeah, he did. But Hail Fellow on that, unbelievably funny guy.
For a very long time. I mean, 50 years being famous?
Okay, so here's a weird Richard Lewis story. So I had him on the radio in New York, and he had to have a big card table when he was doing the radio show.
Okay.
And he always had a card table when he did stand-up. And he wrote down all of his notes, and he had them completely lined up perfectly on the card table, just enough to cover the card table completely. It was just this weird quirk, but I never got that request. I'll come on the show, but I need a card table there. so weird.
That's very odd.
Very eclectic. Very eclectic guy.
Yeah, yes. And he was out there. I mean, he would have been the first one to tell you. He was half a cup of crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and most of those guys are great comedians.
But he leaned into it.
Yeah.
You know, he almost killed himself with drugs and alcohol, and he got sober.
Wow.
And lived like 30 years longer than he even thought he would.
That's the Keith Richards. If I would have known I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Right.
So big Hail Fellow Well Met Richard Lewis.
Absolutely. Super Crosstalks brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. So, boy, that was a lot of selling us up, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Until the end, when he made fun of an old guy. Made it sound like you were saying you hated him.
I really hated
but you
the Clippers.
Were hating
yeah,
the Clippers.
I hate him. Meant for the Clippers.
And one small correction by Chris. This is not the last time they'll play at Crypto.com Arena because the Lakers have two home games against them.
Last time they'll be the home team.
Correct.
Yeah, for a matchup.
Yeah, because next year we go to the Intuit Dome.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to be pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I drove by it, by the way. It's gigantic. It seems really, really tall to me.
It's a stone's throw from the Rams Stadium.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the Forum.
Right. And Bomber owns both of them.
See, Billy Joel's going to be at the Intuit Dome.
Oh, is he?
In the fall, yeah.
I would go to that.
It goes, Usher's the first act, and then Billy Joel's going to be the second act at the new Ballmer Dome.
All right, so I've got good news and bad news if you're a Lakers fan.
Just give me the bad news first. Yeah, let's go.
All right, the bad news first. I'm going to rattle off. Now, I, of course, have to predict the Lakers are going to win every game, or there's a memo and I get fired.
Yes.
All that stuff. But you guys don't.
Okay.
So,
no.
Let's just play a game.
Okay.
All right. Tonight, Clippers. Lakers, win or a loss? Greg?
Are we playing the win-loss game?
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest.
Yes.
Loss.
Okay, Mace?
I'm also going to be honest. Loss.
Okay, so that's 0-1. Yeah. Washington tomorrow night.
Win.
Win.
1-1. Denver Saturday.
Loss.
1-2. Oklahoma City Monday.
Loss.
1-3. Sacramento Wednesday.
I think they can win that game.
All right, 2-3. Milwaukee Friday.
Loss. Lights out. Forget it.
2-4.
Although they haven't been great.
Minnesota Sunday.
Loss.
Best record in the NBA.
Loss.
2-5 at Sacramento.
I think they can win
that. They can win.
Too.
They can beat Sacramento.
You're going to beat them twice?
Yeah, beat them twice.
I like the way you're thinking.
Well.
You want to split
DeMontis them? Sabonis owns Anthony Davis. I don't know why. He just does. So let's split them.
You going to split them?
I'm going to go home for
all right,
Sacramento.
So 2-6. Warriors here a week from Saturday.
They can win. They can beat the Warriors.
Win.
All right. 3-6. Atlanta coming
win.
In.
Oh,
on
that's a win.
Atlanta beat them down there.
Yeah, but Trey out. I think that's
4-6.
Trey's out, right?
Philadelphia.
Loss.
On Friday.
Is Embiid playing or not?
Probably not.
Win.
You're calling for the win.
Right,
there.
So 5-6, okay. And then Indiana on a Sunday night.
Indiana's pretty good.
I think they can win that one.
That's right. A winnable game.
6-6.
6-6. I would take that.
Oh, 6-6 would be awesome.
I would take that. What I'm worried about is the good news is, by the way, that's the bad news, is the schedule's insanely hard. The good news is 11 of the next 12 at crypto.
Right.
So they have an opportunity to make some hay, but they had a similar setup in January.
And it
and
didn't work.
They didn't take any
they
advantage.
They had 8 straight home games in January, and they did not take advantage.
And by the way, after those 11 out of 12,
yep.
At Milwaukee.
Loss.
At Memphis.
Oh, that's a
no,
win.
No, that's a win. That's a win.
At Indiana.
It's not a guaranteed
Brooklyn.
Loss. That they can beat Brooklyn.
They lost to him here.
Yeah, I still think they can beat Brooklyn. It's a winnable game.
At Toronto,
game.
At Washington. So 6 road games in a row after that.
Yeah.
So
they could win those road games, though.
They could.
The road and games are easier than the home games.
Here comes
games.
Michael. Michael, like me, will predict that where you guys say 6-6, we say 12-0!
Right.
Mike,
no,
what do you think?
Michael's honest.
11 out of the next 12 at crypto. What? How do the Lakers do?
If they don't go 10-2... They are underachieving.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
10-2.
Oh, my God.
10-2.
Aggregators, take it and run.
Michael says 10-2 over the next 12.
They got 100 home games coming up. They better win them all.
Oh, God, Michael.
I don't care about no freaking Denver.
Michael.
When did Denver turn into the Showtime Lakers? When did Denver turn into
when
the
they
Chicago
swept
last,
last year
when they swept the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals?
And then beat Miami in 5?
Yeah.
I don't care. They ain't the Showtime Lakers or the Chicago Bulls.
Well, they're not the show. They don't have the flash that the Showtime
no,
Lakers
talking
have.
About the greatness.
No, but like right now, if you were to say who's going to win the NBA title other than the Lakers, because you guys will both say
right.
Lakers, who would you say?
Denver.
Michael?
It's a toss-up for me for 4 teams.
Yeah, Boston, Denver.
Boston, Denver, Clippers, and I would say Milwaukee.
You think they have time to get it together?
Yeah.
Bergman, who wins it all?
Wins the whole thing?
Yeah.
I don't want to say Boston. I can't say Boston.
Don't say
Denver.
It.
Just say Denver. Yeah. Yes, Denver's the
Bill
good
Walton
call.
Used to say he always would take the defending champion because you know they can do it.
Right. True. Yeah. They've been there.
And Denver,
they've been there.
Jokic is so good. You know, Michael used to beat it into me that Jokic is the best passing big man in NBA history.
No. Best passer ever.
And I
best passer
yeah,
ever.
Yeah. And I would say, come on, man. That's hyperbole. I don't think it is anymore.
He
I
does some crazy
right.
stuff.
I think you're
that's,
right.
That's the old NFL saying. He throws you open.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And he...
He throws to the spot you're going to be
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like he can see a couple of seconds ahead of the play.
Yeah. Somebody sent me a video the other day, too, that you know he's looked at as a liability defensively. He's gotten
oh,
better.
He's gotten a lot better. He doesn't jump, but he takes up space. And
certainly doesn't
that.
Jump. Never no, leaves.
He, right.
he never leaves the ground for the most part, that guy.
So, Michael, he's the only guy... that I would consider, I wouldn't do it, but Mason and I had this conversation yesterday. I'm curious what you think. Is there any player in the NBA, any one player, you would trade one for Victor Wembanyama?
No.
Not even Jokic. Nope.
After what we saw last week, are you kidding me? This guy doesn't even hasn't even learned to play yet. He is going to be
19 years old.
We thought so too. Yeah. We said that we couldn't come up with one name.
He's weird, man. He's different.
And what's weird about that is his team has won like 12 games.
Yeah.
He just needs
help.
But
you can just see when Michael and I had him, he had a play. Describe that Austin Reeves layup.
Austin Reeves went around him on a layup, thought, I just got a nice, easy layup. And Victor came from about 10, 15 feet away, caught up with him, got enough, close enough, and it's like his arms extended.
Michael said he's got go-go gadget arms, which I thought was like really a good
yesterday
comp.
We were talking about Defensive Player of the Year. Shouldn't that be Wemby?
Oh, he's going to be. He's going to get votes.
He's going to get votes. But I mean, would you vote for? I saw him against the Lakers Friday. He had that 10 block game. He leads the league in blocks. Yeah. I think at this point,
I wouldn't think it
crazy if he won it over Anthony Davis. They
has a rookie ever won Defensive Player of the Year?
I'm sure they has. There has. I'm sure maybe Akeem. Check out. Look at Akeem Olajuwon. He must have won it.
Yeah, you're right. You're
right. A great defender.
He must have. I'm going to make a little wager tonight.
And that's maybe Bill Russell probably won it too.
Little wager tonight. Ooh. I'm not going to bet on the outcome. Because I don't know what's going to happen. But I will take $10,000 mythical dollars on the over 234.5. It's weird because I was watching one of them gambling people on from ESPN Bet this morning. They said last night the under went 10-1. The under went 10-1, which is great. I just think they're going to beat that trend. You're due for overs.
Yeah, you probably are due for overs. And by the way, no rookie has ever won Defensive Player of the Year.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And
well,
neither
but
has a teenager.
But has a rookie ever led? I think maybe Manute Bol Michael led the NBA in blocks as a rookie, but I think he's the only one ever.
By the way, whenever we make bets, it's courtesy Prize Picks, largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports Made Easy. Where were you yesterday, Michael? Why were you not at the big ceremony hoedown with the Hall of Fame and all that business?
Yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
Stu Lance was supposed to pick me up, and he didn't show.
He didn't show. Yeah, Stu was not there. Stu is a Hall of Famer, though, right?
Yes, and yes, course. And Michael has a very good way of getting out of things. Whenever you say to him, he'll go, I'll go. I always say if it were any other day. Michael just simply says, I'll go if Stu goes.
Yeah. If Stu goes, and I'll Stu go. Will That's not. Right. Stu doesn't travel.
Just couldn't make it, I guess.
Does not travel. All right, coming up next, I want to ask you, Michael, about you almost becoming a professional wrestler. I don't actually know this story. John said ask about it, so we'll do it coming up next. In the meantime, this spring, you can get in and get away with a great deal on the Hyundai you've always wanted at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Proud to be working with the Southern California Hyundai dealers. As always, every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty, 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. Maybe you want to check out the IONIQ 6. You want to go EV for the first time. Or the very stylish Sonata. I drove one of those, ended up in an Elantra hybrid, which I love. Hurry in today, because these great deals will not last. Add more joy to every journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. It's going on now. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. So apparently, sorry, I didn't eat breakfast today. I'm running super late.
What you eating?
Spinach feta sandwich from the Starbucks.
Oh,
eat it every single day.
You are a creature of habit there, my
friend.
Yes,
I am.
Do you
every
trust
day.
Those sandwiches are fresh? How long have they been sitting in there?
They're fresh enough. They're fresh refrigerated. Enough. They're fresh enough.
I've had those, yeah.
Do you get sushi from 7-Eleven, too?
No, I do not. Travis gets sushi from Albertsons.
All right, so Sedona just walked in.
Oh, hey, George. You're looking really sharp today, man.
George, you got a GQ shoot today?
I got the game today.
You look good, man.
You look sharp.
That getup is a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, so, George, did you know this? I've known Michael for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I found out something this week. Mason didn't know it. I didn't know it. I'm curious if you ever know. Did you know Michael was literally a day away from being a professional wrestler, from going in the ring and wrestling at a wrestling event?
Well, I did not know that, but clearly I know he's a big wrestling fan, and I knew that it was something he aspired to because we had the Big Show, Paul White, in studio.
Okay.
And we taped something. Michael and I taped something with him for like 30 minutes, so he brought it up.
I knew, Mike, you were a wrestling fan. Mm-hmm. I never knew this story. So there's a reporter in Portland.
Dwight James.
Who has been there forever. Was there when Michael played for the Blazers.
At the Oregonian?
Yeah, he's been there, and I think he's now retired, but he still writes. And so he did a Facebook listing. I'm kind of burying a little bit of the lead here. There's a wrestler from way back in the 70s named Billy Jack Haynes,
mm-hmm.
who is actually a suspect in a murder up in Portland. Oh, wow. So he's in the news.
Okay.
Killed his wife.
Yeah. They accused him of that.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So Dwight writes this Facebook post this week. He says, promoter Don Owen.
Mm-hmm. Legend up there.
Okay. Was a good friend of mine and helped Billy Jack Haynes, a wrestler, get his training, even sending him up to Calgary. Billy hit it big in Portland, and one of his biggest fans was Trailblazers center Michael Thompson, mm-hmm. who in general is a huge wrestling fan. Here's what I didn't know. At one point, there was a scheduled match in Memorial Coliseum when Haynes and Thompson would be tag team partners. Michael trained for it and was going to be a big thing in Portland. Don told me the day before the event, Billy wanted more money to do the match or he wouldn't do it. Nobody liked the fact that this guy asked for more money, so it fell apart. Mm-hmm. That, like, you thought it was happening? It
crushed my dreams. I couldn't wait to get in to do some body
slams.
They
say you trained. How did you train?
Going through all, learning how to fall, learning all the moves.
Yep.
Knowing how to pose and my muscles.
Who would the two of you been against two other professional wrestlers?
Yeah,
we would
be two other guys. But Playboy Buddy Rose and
the
other guy? You remember Playboy
Buddy
Rose?
Yeah. From and the NWA
actually,
days.
It failed.
And you weren't nervous you were going to get hurt?
No, I knew what I was
Did
doing.
Did you do like the rehearsal where you...
Rehearsal? There's no fake to this.
Oh, come on. I'm not saying it's fake. It's a tremendous athletic accomplishment.
Let me put you in a chokehold.
No, it's an amazing... But did you go through the...
Yeah, all the training and stuff.
You did.
You got to know how to do all that stuff, man. This stuff is for real, Mace. You just don't walk in there and be a wrestler.
I'm not questioning that it's real.
You definitely need to know how to fall. There's no question about that.
What's that, Bergman?
It's fake.
No, it's not fake. It's just choreographed.
It's choreographed. It's still fake.
So you would have been, you know, because Karl Malone wrestled many years ago.
Rodman?
With Rodman. Against Rodman. It was DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and Karl Malone against Hulk Hogan and Dennis Rodman. Right. So you would have beat them to the punch back in the day.
Oh, yeah, I was way ahead of the game. Are you kidding me? The second time I was going to do it, I backed out because I got chicken.
Wait, what was the circumstances of that one?
Me and Playboy Buddy Rose were getting ready to team up again after this one fell through. A year later, me and Playboy Buddy Rose, who's a legend in Pacific Northwest wrestling, and did some WWF stuff too. But anyway, so we were going to team up and go against Rip Horn and another guy. And so we were doing the promos, we were doing the publicity for it.
And you're an active NBA player at this point.
Yeah, oh yeah, I was playing with the Trailblazers. And Rip Horn came on the broadcast on one Saturday night and says, "Thompson, if you get in this ring, I'm going to break your arm." And I said, "You know what? I think he's serious. I think I'm going to sit this one out."
Yeah.
Who was your coach back then?
Playboy Buddy Rose.
No, I'm saying your coach.
Oh, Jack Ramsey.
And Ramsey was okay with this?
Yeah, what are they going to do? I mean, you know, you're free to do what you want to do in the summertime.
By the way, Jack Ramsey, I got to meet him very young when I was very young in the business.
He got so mad at me once.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. You want to talk about a tough mother bleeper, okay?
Yeah. Right.
That guy used to run like 10 miles a day. Yep. He used to swim every day. Like, he was as
until
in good
he was
shape.
Like 90
until the cancer eventually got him, but like he used to, even while taking cancer treatments, he would go run like 10 miles a day and swim every day.
So one day, big dinner, you know, George, you've been to a bunch of these where everybody from our crew, everybody from ESPN's crew, all at the same table at a restaurant in Denver. We're mm-hmm. all working the same game, and we're talking about the fact that somebody on our team that year was unconscious from three. Like, they had made something like 17 of their last 21 threes. And I said, "I don't understand why we don't just run the picket fence from the Hoosiers movie."
Yeah.
And have this guy, I mean, why aren't we setting screens like this guy for, like, he's Larry Bird. You know, the Celtics would free Bird up and he would score. And Jack Ramsey looks right at me. He goes, "Nobody ever set screens for Larry Bird." Mm. And I went, "Well, you would know, coach, but I mean, I've watched a bunch of old Laker games, and I see Larry running around a corner." He goes, "Larry would get the ball and tell his defender what he was going to do, and then he would do it." Do you remember it that way?
Yeah,
that Bird didn't need picks. How did he get his shot off?
Because he was a pump fakes. He was a lot like Luka Doncic. Didn't have any speed or quickness. He just knew how to play basketball fundamentally. He'd step back and knock down that little jumper, get you off balance like Chris Mullin used to do or Doncic does. You don't need to be fast to get your shot off. Just got to know how to play.
And
the
rest of that night, Dr. Jack, at least four times, look at me in the middle of dinner and go, "Nobody set screens for Larry Bird. I got it, coach."
Yeah. SGA. SGA doesn't play fast, but he just knows how to get to his spot.
Yeah, okay. Those guys can't be sped up. Yeah.
One question we didn't get to is, if you had become a professional wrestler, what would your name have been?
Bahama Bama.
Oh, there you go.
Bahama.
Bomber.
Dropping some
bomber.
Bombs. Dropping some bombs on you, baby.
Nice. Paul White was, the Big Show, was so pumped to have him in that conversation with us.
Oh, well, I love it. Doug Mann, the late, great Doug Mann, who we just lost, one day as a surprise for Michael. Michael and I did Laker games for 5 or 6 years when the Lakers were really, really bad. They were like a 20-win team.
Right.
So we used to do this thing called the third chair.
Yes.
And matter of fact, Carlo Sisu is looking for the Richard Lewis
when
third
Richard
chair.
Lewis did it, yeah.
Right
he
now,
just passed away.
We lost
away.
Richard
yeah.
Lewis today.
No way.
Yeah.
He passed away.
Yep. Yeah, just died about an hour ago.
Yeah.
MS, I think.
And so, yeah, he had like got sober 30 years. He told me once he thought he'd be dead 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And then had like 30 more great
Parkinson's.
Years.
Parkinson's. Parkinson's, yeah.
So what story was I telling? I got sidetracked.
Talking about the third chair with third
Doug
Mann.
This happens to me all the time. You sound like me right now.
So Doug Mann one day goes, I got the third chair, but he wouldn't tell me who it was. He goes, just trust me. And he goes, it's a surprise for Michael. So I thought he was maybe got Kevin McHale or somebody Michael went to college with. And we're at Crypto, and Ric Flair walks in and sits down right next to Mike. And Michael was like a little kid.
Wow.
He just kept going, woo, woo.
Exactly. He's the greatest wrestler
Ric Flair
ever.
Ended up staying the whole quarter with us.
Yeah, he's
the best. And you could ask him anything you want.
Yeah, he was great. I met him in Bristol once, and he followed me. He's a big ESPN guy, so he follows me on Twitter. And every once in a while, he'll send me something.
Well, he knew he's a Minnesota guy, and he knew he used to watch Michael play when he played for the University of Minnesota.
Yeah, right.
He was like telling Michael stuff about his college career.
He's a monster sports fan.
One of my biggest thrills is the WWF was in Portland. Ric Flair was wrestling in Portland at the Memorial Coliseum where we played. So I was backstage watching the guys, and he just walked by me. I didn't say anything. He just walked by me, winks at me, goes, "Hey, Michael." I couldn't believe Ric Flair knew my name. I was like, I almost fainted.
That was like Ramona in Toronto when Obama said, "I like your work." And then she was like,
"Oh, well, can you imagine?"
Listen. That Ric Flair to me, one of the greatest showmen.
Oh, he's the best.
Ever.
He's the greatest ever.
Yeah.
When it came to wrestling and working the microphone, there's nobody even. Now, The Rock is great, and so is Stone Cold, but Ric Flair is a class by himself.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Did you watch the Von Erichs movie?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. Is it
which,
good?
Is this the Iron Claw?
Yeah.
Was it good?
I heard it's good.
Yeah, I heard they were both great. Jeremy Allen White.
Cappy's guy is in it. What's his face? Zac Efron.
Zac Efron's in it,
Wait a minute. Cappy.
He claims he's got some sort of association to Zac
because Efron. You know that's Lindsay's all-time boy crush.
Yeah. He claims he has some sort of association. I don't remember exactly what it was.
We asked Lindsay once if you could have a hall pass with anybody. She just Zac Efron. Right
I will tell you what, the Big Show was wanted a hall pass with Lindsay.
Oh,
I feel like.
So Shadon, are you excited for the game tonight?
Claw versus the King? Last Clipper Laker game as they share the arena.
So yeah.
There was it's like a big thing today.
You did a tour of the new building, right?
I did.
The Ballmer Dome.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Is it?
It's so expansive. Like, there's so much stuff in there.
It is. I mean, it's a gigantic building if you drive over there.
And I did all the inside stuff, but the outside stuff is cool too. Like, they have all these, like, plaza areas where it's got beautiful views of the city, and it just, they did a really good job.
Will it be hard to get in and out of there once the traffic hits?
I mean, I think the 405 is right there, so the 405 is always.
But Englewood gets super congested.
Right. You're SoFi, you're saying.
Yeah, SoFi, yeah.
Right. That area is just, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But they have a lot of parking. They built a bunch of garages, so at least you'll be able to park literally right next to the arena with these monster garages they built there, too. So,
I can't wait.
I mean, getting in and out may be a pain, but at least you don't have to worry about the parking aspect of it.
Right. So Shadano's hanging out. Pepe's going to be here.
Oh, is it Potpourri of Lies today?
No,
it's Michael's
game.
The game.
Oh, okay.
Greg thinks Potpourri of Lies is. We can only do it once a month.
Oh, I love
once
Potpourri
a month.
What?
No,
is he barely pwned? No, actually agree
you
know with him.
Yeah, no, John agreed with me that once a month.
You claim that Trudeau is the little dictator. Bergman is the real dictator.
You're right.
Bergman.
No, John and I had a conversation.
Yeah, you guys are shutting down Pepe.
Again? We're saying once a month. Pepe doesn't want to do it this week because he thinks he can win.
Oh, that's right. He's in the running.
Yeah, he has no interest in doing it. But Greg goes. Potpourri of Lies is so out there.
Oh,
it's completely out
Bergman
there.
Bergman tried to ban you, the black guy?
No. Mason did, and I had to take the bullet.
It was Mace that banned Michael for a long time.
I did
Michael
not.
Michael won him over
did
eventually.
Not ban him.
Is it because you can't win Pepe's games, Greg?
I don't.
I think that might be it.
I think everybody gets.
I have no idea if anybody. Be a favorite.
I don't know if there are any. I don't know if there are any winners.
I mean, I don't win his game either.
I like
so,
making
yeah.
fun of them. They're funny. Like, they are. Who's going to come up with this thing from the 1930s?
There will be 12 potpourri lies a year. We'll give you that.
Wow.
I think that's a month. Really, that's it.
Well, your games are better than his games.
Oh, your games on. Are your games are
your
very
games
good.
Are really good.
But Pepe, they're easy to follow.
But I find out so much about old actresses I never heard of. I know.
If you want obscure actresses from the 20s, Pepe is your guy. You know, do you play poker, George?
I do. Yeah. I played with you once. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
I invited you to a game once.
Oh yeah, I got clocked in that game.
Andrew Hahn destroyed us.
Oh my God,
he's a real poker
former
player.
Pro. So I was at Commerce Casino this last weekend. I played in the L.A. Poker Classic, which was $10,000.
Wow.
Buy-in.
How'd you do?
I lasted 6 hours.
Okay.
He did fine. You made it to like the final 50.
Yeah. I
right?
went all in on a queen high flush.
Oh.
And I got beat by a king high
of course.
Flush.
Yeah. Oh. Always happens.
There were only two hands that could beat me. That was one of them. Commerce Casino, my favorite place to play poker. Love it. Their biggest and best poker room in the world. And by the way, it is legit. Square foot, biggest poker room in the world. Any game you want, I'll be there playing a cash game this weekend. They've given away over $1 million in promotions in January alone. They're giving away $20 million in promotions this year. And you can still get into the LA Poker Classic through March the 3rd. Jump in there. It's Commerce Casino Hotel. CommerceCasino.com, the home of Mandy's 3, Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. Ooh, this is tricky. Okay. If you could make a song suddenly play on someone's phone without them being able to stop it, whose phone would you pick and what song would you pick?
Okay.
So I'll go first. Mace, I would have your, I'd get your phone.
Yes.
And then whenever I wanted to, I could get it to play this.
Oh, very funny. Very funny. Yes. It's a classic.
Well,
the weather
that's a tribute,
girls.
That's a tribute to, we used to put sound in Mason's page and he would get really excited about song. About some sound he was going to play, and then we put this in.
It's Tiny Man in there, yeah. All right, Michael, what about you?
Oh, it's easy. The sauna drives you crazy when you hear it, and it just every time it comes on TV, I try to turn it down so I won't hear it because I know I'm going to keep saying it over and over. Cars for Kids.
Yeah, that's a very good one.
Who are you doing it to? Who's getting it,
very
Michael?
Very good
I'm sending it to Pepe.
That's funny.
Pepe, what about you?
I will have La Cucaracha, and I put it on
Michael's
song. That would drive you a cockroach. Yes.
Bergman?
I am going to play this song on Chris Morales' phone.
Ain't got no place to lay your head.
I wanted
to. Because he's always uptight. Bed,
don't worry.
I feel like he'd be the reverse. He'd do that to you. To be honest.
I'm always happy.
All right. Laura, what are you going with?
Okay, so initially I also had Morales with Mambo Number 5. But then, since he took Morales, I'm going to take Greg. Uh-oh. And I'm going to play this song. Do you have it, Brian? Okay, maybe not.
No.
Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe.
You
call
want him to
maybe.
Call you?
It's an annoying song. Is
it's
that
an
what
annoying
it is?
Song.
It's
an
annoying
song.
It's an
annoying song. And then on top of it, it's like,
this
Call Me Maybe.
Easy for me.
Okay.
It would be Cappy.
Yes.
And it would be the San Diego Superchargers.
Oh,
that's
that,
a very good one.
No question.
Very good one. There you go.
Yeah, his head would explode.
Brian,
the little thing right at the beginning.
Brian, how about you?
I think I'd take Mason, and since he likes this song so much.
I thought about that
every
too.
Day. You did it to yourself, Mace. You did it to yourself.
All right, I will go Bergman because you voiced concern about this song before. It's a small world. It's a small world after all.
Thank you.
Talk about it so much.
When Amanda was here, if that song from Frozen ever came up, she would go
Let It Go.
Let It Go.
Apparently, her nephew was singing it to her, and she can't get it out of her head.
Yeah, it's a catchy song. Catchy song. All right. So I wanted to do something here. Ndamukong Suh, former NFL defensive lineman, has come out and talked about tipping. And he pointed out that in tipping started in Europe and moved to the United States. I know for a fact, like, for example, in the UK now, there's no tipping.
Really?
Yeah. And we live in such a tip-heavy culture.
Sure do.
There needs to be a line somewhere. Now, what they do in the UK is they actually pay their servers really well.
Right.
So they don't live on tips. But I've been crazy about tip 20%, tip 30%. Yeah. They give you an option where you almost feel like you have to tip.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they're doing it, by the way.
Now, do you do it when you see, you buy a coffee?
I do.
You hit the 30%
all
button?
All of us are somewhat public figures. So the minute you don't, the first time that you don't, it's going to come back and bite you.
Yeah.
Somebody's going on a Reddit page and just killing you.
Yeah.
So I always tip.
Michael, are you a big tipper?
Yeah, if I get great service or prompt service, friendly service, happy service, of course.
Michael's one of the most generous tippers I've ever seen.
Yeah, do that.
I mean, I always tip. I will tell you this. I have never. I go to Starbucks every day downstairs. I guess there's a way to tip. I've never done it.
Well, because you pay with your phone or something?
Yeah, I pay with my phone.
I think there's a way to just add it on the app.
Oh, yeah, I've never done it. Do they know that I'm not tipping
them? You know
what?
At Starbucks, I didn't know that till recently, but yes, because someone alerted me to it, but yes, there is a way to do it. I have not done it previously.
If we just collectively, all of us here, for example, decided, okay, we're not going to tip anymore.
Yeah.
Isn't the way the workplace set up in most places that would cost everybody a ton of money? Because don't they factor their tips into their pay?
Are waiters and waitresses paid minimum wage, or are they paid less than minimum wage?
No, here in Cali, they're paid minimum wage.
And they get taxed on their tips, too, right?
That's why they say cash.
Well, I was a waiter for a long time. You're supposed to put all of your tips into your tax forms.
You always did.
Nobody does.
Nobody puts all of them. Yeah,
you always did.
Of course I did.
Yes, you always did.
Of course I did.
You would put a lower number.
That was a long time ago.
So you would check that box, but you wouldn't put all of it.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If the service is good,
IRS is coming back for you, bro.
Yep.
That's why I said,
Hang on, Pepe.
If the service is good, you do the tipping. But you know what really drives me crazy?
What's that, Pepe?
When I went to Las Vegas to see you two, I bought a couple of T-shirts. They asked for a tip.
On the T-shirts?
Wow, I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of that either.
Did you tip?
No.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I wouldn't have either.
You wouldn't have?
On T-shirts at a concert?
I mean, it's so friggin' weird at this point. Everybody's asking for it. Everybody's doing it.
I've never had that happen to me.
Yeah.
You can do it. If you go to crypto and you buy food, there's a button you press
for
tip.
But what if I buy an Anthony Davis T-shirt?
I don't think they hit you with a tip.
Not in crypto, but at the Sphere, they did.
At the Sphere, yeah.
Pepe,
you got into the Hall of Fame yesterday along with us.
Pepe, let me say this. I thought your speech was excellent.
Very good.
And I thought Andreas, your son, was even better than almost everybody. I thought Morales did a really good job for us, but I thought Andreas did a really good
job
for you.
Thank you very much.
I would think that you were very happy with how all that went, right?
Oh, yeah. Just about everything.
Just about everything. It was a really nice morning, wasn't it?
Fantastic. Yeah, you get to see a lot of people that you never see. I like to talk to Anne all the time. And Dreisel?
Anne Meyer.
She's such a nice lady.
So somebody said to me, I saw this on a Twitter page, somebody said, here's a story about Ann Myers when she was given a contract with the Indiana Pacers, and she actually went to camp with the Pacers, but she was too small to kind of compete. But the coach said, Slick Leonard, who went on to be an announcer after that, Slick said, her fundamentally, she's more skilled than half the guys on our team.
Yeah.
The problem is her size.
Sure.
You know, that she would get bumped around. But I thought, that would make a really good movie. Like,
Ann's story.
Like, she was an Olympian. She won a gold medal. Her brother was an All-American at UCLA, Dave Myers.
Right.
Who played in the NBA. And at the exact same time, Ann was at UCLA, and she was the best player on the women's team, went on, won two Olympic gold medals, and then they offered her a job in Indiana to come to Pacers camp. And I just think that would be a really good story for somebody to do.
You know, I'll say this about women's basketball is having a moment right now. Mm-hmm. It is having a moment. In fact, the Big Ten women's tournament has sold out. 110,000 tickets sold out.
So I wanted to take Ari at one point to see Caitlin Clark play.
Yeah.
I figured, you know, one weekend that I don't have a game, I would just go.
Yeah.
It was impossible to get
a ticket.
Like the cheapest get-in price, because she was trying to break breaking the scoring record.
Yeah.
Get-in price was like $225. Get-in worst seat in the house in all these arenas.
Though.
Yeah?
They're at Minnesota. Girls are going to get her.
But to your point, the women's games on ESPN are doing,
great ratings.
Great numbers.
Yeah. Mace, they're putting them on, they're putting their games on in prime time now.
Yeah.
Like Saturday night, 5 o'clock.
Peacock streamed one of her games.
The one where she broke the record.
Yeah, where she broke the record.
She's on Peacock tonight.
Is she on Peacock?
Yeah. Those games are really, really good. And, talking to Ann is... she's so, the insights that she tells you.
It's like
is,
me.
No.
No. You're no Ann Myers.
You know, Pepe, that she is one of a handful of people that do color for the Suns telecast.
Yes.
I know. She does about 25 games a year.
I know. We were talking about
when Eddie Johnson
when
is
you
in
say
there.
Things yeah. like yeah. that, you know, when you say things like that,
yeah.
I think that you probably went into a fight, you were talking about?
Yeah.
Wrestling. Yeah.
And went into the ring and got
somebody hit you in the head.
Now, Pepe, I'm pro potpourri. Apparently, not everybody here is pro potpourri of lies.
No, no, no. Here's what happened. Greg says that we should do potpourri of lies once a month. Is that okay with you?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Greg says it's so esoteric, it's so off the wall that most listeners can't follow it. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
It's, esoteric. What's that word mean?
I can do whatever you want. I can ask you questions.
Can we put it up for a vote with Brian and Laura?
What is the color of the flag of the United States?
You're saying, Greg, I just wanted to be clear that John and I agree.
Oh.
We agree.
Yeah. Greg
said. Wait a minute.
Oh, so esoteric means intended for or likely to be understood by only a small number of people.
Right. Why? Right. I mean, like,
so that's the right word, right?
Like the
word. No, Lizzie.
Okay. So I'll do a potpourri and I ask you questions like, what is the color of the flag of the United States.
Okay.
If you want me to.
Would you think Michael would get
he'll
that
dumb
one?
It down for you guys.
Yeah, dumb it
yeah,
down
that's
for
exactly
us.
What he's saying.
By the way, Pepe, I was glad to see you wearing the jacket. When I told you last week that Michael had a surprise from you, I assume you assumed the worst, right? That it would be something embarrassing.
What did you think it was?
Something crazy, but then, you know, thank you, Michael.
Yeah,
thank
it's you. A great jacket. Everybody loves it. Yeah. Like people are asking, were walking up to us asking where they could get one.
The problem is that that you ruined my reputation because everybody thought that I was from Sweden. Now everybody thinks that I'm Mexican. Right.
Pepe, do you have an obscure old-timey actress to announce today? You normally come in here with somebody we've never heard of.
I do it in potpourri, but you guys don't like it.
Yeah, what about Marlena Dietrich?
Yeah, we can talk about her.
Yeah. Barbara Stanwyck.
Yeah,
sure. I actually pulled up a list. Grace Kelly. Ginger Rogers.
Well, Grace Kelly's not that.
No, she's not obscure.
She
is.
Grace
Kelly,
was a princess. Yeah, great actress. She married the guy in Monaco.
Yeah, who is the who is
guy in Monaco?
The guy in Monaco.
The prince.
Probably.
Yeah, he's the prince.
The guy. Well,
who was the
doorman?
He was my friend. He said, you can call me a guy.
Who was the obscure actress last week?
Verna Lizzie.
Verna Lizzie. That was actually a question in the... in the quiz for Fifth Row Fridays.
You forgot Hedy Lamarr.
Hedy Lamarr, there you go.
You're not going back far enough.
No. Yeah. All right, coming up next, we'll do a 2 o'clock call of the day. House is full, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. It is Lakers v. Clippers tonight at Crypto.com Arena. It's a combo plate. Shinano and Cappy are going to get in here just after 3 o'clock. Mason and Ireland, 710-ESPN.
All right, if you are hiring... you got to use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps you find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/LA. As my buddy Ian Siegel, the inventor of ZipRecruiter, says, they don't leave anything to chance. ZipRecruiter uses powerful matching technology to quickly find and send you the most qualified people for all of your roles. How fast can they do it? 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. See why 3.8 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Go to that website, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.